I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear the game this Sunday, Washington at home taking on the Vegas Raiders. 3 hours before the game, 3 hours after the game, the full Commanders radio broadcast will be heard right here in Richmond on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. We're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, and joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it is our buddy Commanders reporter, David Harrison. What's going on, David?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Well, it's good. We'll start with the vibe check on Jaden Daniels. Percentage chance you think he plays Sunday?
Percentage chance I think he plays Sunday? 5%? I don't think he's going to play Sunday. I mean, I would... almost say zero, but, you know, never say never, and all those things. Also, never underestimate the power of a coach playing games with his opponent before they come into the game, you know. But, I don't think he's playing. I think I'm full tilt ahead. I actually got a little bit of a criticism on YouTube today because I did an episode yesterday basically just talking about Marcus as a quarterback of the offense when it hasn't been decided yet. But that's just where I am with it.
Can they win with Marcus Mariota at quarterback one?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely, they can win with Marcus Mariota, and, you know, a lot of that has to do with Marcus and his understanding of the scheme and his proven performance in the past with this scheme and with Cliff Kingsbury. And part of that also has to do with some of the things that the Raiders aren't doing so well, you know, right now. They're not defending perimeter runs, and some of that is quarterbacks. And Marcus obviously is not to the level of a perimeter runner or a threat as Jaden, obviously, but he's still a threat and can still do some of those things. I mean, you know, is he less of a threat than the two opponents that the Raiders have already faced at quarterback as a runner? I don't think so. So I think that, you know, that certainly still applies to this game even without Jaden. And I think that this offensive line and this offense in general is looking to do some good things up the middle this week and kind of reestablish themselves and refocus themselves. And that gives them the opportunity to potentially do better up the middle than some of these other opponents have as well. So I think, if, you know, those things combined, and then, of course, you know, being at home certainly helps. I think, yeah, absolutely. There's no reason the Commanders can't beat the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can certainly get the win, whoever is at quarterback. I just obviously have more faith in Jaden Daniels to get it done. But you bring up a good point there. Like, they will run a similar offense with Mariota because of his ability to run. We saw that so much when he was with the Atlanta Falcons and in opportunities last year. He had 11 carries in the game that he played pretty much the whole game against the Carolina Panthers after Jaden went down early, and then 5 carries against the Cowboys when he played in the second half of that one. So, I mean, I would probably expect like 8 to 10 carries from Mariota. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I think that that's just kind of the natural course of this game. You know, I don't know how many of those will be designed. I think the biggest difference, if we want to get into the weeds of it, between, you know, Cliff and how he runs the scheme with Jaden versus Marcus, is I think with Marcus, you'll get fewer read options just because he isn't as much of a threat from the read option. But I think, you know, that this week in a short window, I think it actually kind of benefits the Commanders, because as an offensive lineman, you know, the read option provides some complications a little bit. You have to make your initial block, but then you don't know what's happening behind you. You don't know if the running back got the ball, if the quarterback got the ball. And so you kind of have to read the defense and react off of what they're doing based off of what happened at the mesh point. Whereas a straight-up run play, you know, like if you're Tyler Biadasz, you know I got to kick that right defensive tackle out, and then I'm going to pass him off to Brandon, and I'm going to get up to the second level, hit that linebacker, like just because that's the design of the run. And I don't have to worry about, you know, is the quarterback going to keep it? Is the running back going to, you know, get it? And I can just do my job. And so in a short window, right, like I'm not saying that Marcus is a better quarterback for this offense because of that overall, but I think in a short window it can actually provide a little bit of a boost in that atmosphere.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You have confidence in Marcus. The team has a lot of confidence in Marcus. That gets me excited. One of my biggest concerns is that he missed all of preseason. And Dan Quinn talked about it was after the Ravens game that they felt like, all right, we're seeing the old Marcus again. What do you know about the injury he was dealing with? Because it doesn't seem like it was anything from last year. Was this something that happened in the offseason? Do you know any more details about his previous injury?
Yeah, it was a lower leg injury. I think it just came up during training camp, you know, and maybe a pull or a strain. You know, I don't know, like, the official medical diagnosis, but obviously it's one of those things. Quarterbacks need their legs, you know. Even if you're not a running quarterback, you drive power through your legs for your throws, and so you need to be able to be confident on your legs. And so it's giving him the time. But, you know, DQ also said at one point during training camp in the preseason that if these games were live, Marcus would be out there, right? Like, this was purely a we don't need him to aggravate it. You know, we can be extra careful because it's preseason, because it's training camp. And, you know, the bank reps that Marcus got last year are going to be valuable. The experience that he already has just being a veteran quarterback are going to be valuable. And that's why I think that, you know, just combined confidence in him, like you said, from the media who are around here, you know, every day, and from the teammates and from the coaches. Look, you know, you go in that locker room yesterday. I've been in locker rooms where a team didn't have their starting quarterback. I was in a locker room, I was around a roster, I should say, during a training camp where a team didn't have their starting quarterback, and you could feel the difference. Like, it was just training camp, and the starting quarterback was, you know, off taking some personal business, and you could tell just from interacting with the players and the coaches that they were very aware that their starting quarterback wasn't around. You go to the locker room yesterday, you know, we haven't seen them today in the locker room yet, but you go in the locker room yesterday, and you would never tell that this team was, you know, probably going to be playing a game without their starting quarterback. And that's not to discredit the love and confidence they obviously have in Jaden. I think it's to emphasize the confidence they have in understanding that it's truly a team sport. And you know, Marcus being in there, like, if they lose this game, it's not going to solely be because Marcus Mariota played.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. David Harrison with us here on the hotline, host of Locked On Commanders and a digital beat writer for WUSA9. Follow him on Twitter, dharrison82. The offense gets all the headlines, but the defense took the bigger step back in week two. What do they need to improve on most offensively?
Execution. That's really what it boils down to. And, like, you know, to a certain extent, that's more frustrating, I think, for Joe Witt Jr., because, and this is something I just asked him in his press conference, like, you know, how did he feel about the communication? Were the checks made, the right checks to make? Were they made at the right time? And he actually almost answered me like that was a dumb question. He's like, yeah, they were all, you know what I mean? But that just shows the communication's there. The knowledge, the adjustments, and the defensive call, they're there. And it's there so much to the point where the D coordinator is like, I don't even know why we would ask about were the right checks made. Of course the right checks were made. So what that really means is, at the end of the day, every man on the field, all 11 dudes, make the right move, make the right play based on the check, right? Like, when the check comes through, just do your job within that check, and we're going to be okay. And that's good news. Like, that, like, coming out of Thursday night, that's incredibly frustrating, right? Because it's like, if there's a lack of knowledge, a lack of communication, no, we didn't have them in the right place, then it's kind of more fundamentally messed up. But at the same time, you kind of feel better about the defense messing up, because it's like, okay, well, there's a complicated kind of analysis to why this went wrong. But it's really simplistic. It's this check was made. I, as this linebacker or this safety or this corner, whoever it was that messed up the play in the current rep, I just didn't do my part of the check. That's easier to correct, you know what I mean? But I think it's more frustrating that it happened in the first place, so kind of has a double-edged, you know, sword to it. But that's why I'm not really too concerned about it, because, you know, I think that those things were all identified in real time, reiterated after the fact, and worked on all week here in Ashburn.
What do you think went into this week of practice? I mean, it's kind of speculation, but like, so the offense, which was so good last year, goes 3-and-out against the Packers, 3-and-out against the Packers. Just the worst first quarter you could have asked for on Thursday night on the road. And I was thinking, all right, well, this is a great opportunity to get on the practice field and work things out. But Jaden's not on the practice field, right? So it ends up being, well, you're switching quarterbacks, but then you're also trying to get better at the scripted plays to start the game. I mean, do you have confidence that will come out and have a successful first drive down the field?
I mean, I think I'm confident that they can, right? Whether they will or not, certainly the Raiders will have something to say about that as well. I think that the important thing is even with Marcus out there getting, you know, first team reps and all those things, like the linemen where you should have blocked down better, where you didn't seal off better, that can be worked on regardless of who the quarterback is. The receivers getting into their routes, their breaks in a more timely fashion, or trying to create more separation, that can be worked on, et cetera, down the line. And when you're Cliff Kingsbury as well, like, I think that's kind of an important part of the process, is you have coaching staff that also self-scouts every single game, and Cliff now goes back to the drawing board, so to speak, and says, okay, why did the Packers, you know, why were the Packers able to kind of anticipate a lot of things that we were trying to do in that first drive or that second drive, and what can I do to change things up without getting so cute that you trick yourself, right? And that's kind of the rub here when you're trying to adjust your game plan, is not out-dueling yourself. Because honestly, against Green Bay, I felt like a lot of things that Cliff did, not necessarily that first or second drive specifically, but just throughout the game, kind of did some of the defensive job for them. And I think the important thing coming into this game is don't do anything for the Raiders that they haven't done for themselves.
David, really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 and now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show live and local till 3 p.m. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We got you covered all day today and tomorrow here on The Fan, all things football as Washington returns home for a much-needed victory against the Vegas Raiders. Just, you know, Stubb, we talked about this yesterday, but it just feels like when you lose on Thursday Night Football, it feels like 3 weeks until your next game. It's the longest time ever until your team plays again. It's just crazy. I mean,
yeah,
it feels like...
it's brutal. Somehow this feels worse than a bye week.
Right. I mean, it just feels like I haven't seen my team play this month. And yet it's only been exactly 7 days. Just the loss is so deflating, but especially when it's a prime time game.
I think it's because it's week two also. Like, we're still waiting to see what the team is.
Right.
And we're 1-1, so we don't really know. Like, if this happened and we were, you know, 7-2 like last year, it is what it is. But we're 1-1 right now. There's a lot I still need to confirm about the team.
Based on what I saw last year, this team can win with Marcus Mariota. Based on what I've seen this year, I just can't say I've seen enough to know this team can win with Marcus Mariota. It's a different team. There's brand new running backs. There's no Eckler anymore. There's no Brian Robinson Jr. There's no Olamide Zaccheaus. There's no De'Ami Brown. Those guys were big performers last season. I think we're much better defensively. We just didn't see that week two against the Green Bay Packers. Can Marcus Mariota take down the Vegas Raiders in week two? It's the question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, Stubb, I want you to Google Raiders fan skull. Raiders fan's skull. I was a season ticket holder for the Commanders 17 years with my dad. We went to every single game. I hate the Eagles fans. I'll talk about that at length when we play the Eagles. They were the first fan base to moon me when I was 8 years old. They stuck their butt out the window and pulled their pants down. And I hate them so much, and I hate the Cowboys more than anything. But no fan base scared me as a kid more than the Vegas Raiders, formerly known as the Oakland Raiders. Are you seeing this photo? So these guys,
I'm looking,
they dress up all silver, and then they either have skulls on their head or on their shoulder pads. And as a kid, it used to scare the living crap out of me. It was so scary. Raiders fans travel. They always take over a stadium, and they go all out for every single game. So it should be a good one on Sunday, Washington hosting the Vegas Raiders. This will be the first time that Washington hosts the Raiders since 2017. We got a win on the road in Vegas 2021. Actually, that might have still been in Oakland. Washington has a 7-7 all-time record against the Raiders, win at home. And they're, listen to this, Stubb. Washington is looking to improve to 2-1, right? With a win, Washington would move to 2-1. They have not been 2-1 three seasons in a row. Right, you did that the final year of the Rivera era with Sam Howell. Then you did that with Dan Quinn. Right, you lose week one, Tampa Bay, roll off a bunch of wins in a row. If Washington gets to 2-1, it will be the first time that they are 2-1 above 500, three games into a season, three seasons in a row since 1992.
Whoa.
It is another chance at history. It is truly a new era, a new regime, and new ownership has made a difference. This is huge.
I forgot we started 2-1 in 2023. That was half our wins, right?
I mean, there's just so many things that are that feel like a new era, and that's why I've been saying back-to-back playoff berths are the most important thing to me, because that has not happened in my entire lifetime. What's it going to take for Marcus Mariota to get a win Sunday against the Vegas Raiders? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I still want Jaden Daniels to play. I think he gives us the best chance to win. And I'm holding out hope that it's just a bruise on his knee and that with the extended break, he will be able to go. Here's Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye, whether or not Jaden will play.
The season is not won or lost this weekend, number one. Number two, and people might even disagree with this, but I would go as far as to say without him, you're still favored to win, and it's a very winnable football game. That should factor into this as well. I know some people would say it doesn't matter at all if they're playing the Raiders or the Browns or the Packers again, that it should have no bearing on the decision. That's probably a reasonable take. But he's not practicing today. Based on what Dan Quinn said, and we'll play all the audio for you coming up next segment, it sounded to me like he's not going to do much, if anything, tomorrow. And then they'll see what happens on Friday if he's able to get through any part of practice.
See, I just feel like everybody is taking a negative approach to this. I mean, it's not good to have Marcus Mariota do the Wednesday press conference, but every team needs to have a quarterback speak on Wednesday, and you're not going to have Jaden answer 100 questions while he's dealing with an injury and not practicing. He did not practice last year ahead of the Bears game. He then threw the Hail Mary after suffering a broken rib the week before against the Carolina Panthers. a rib injury is different than a knee injury, and going to need to get close to 100% for the coaching staff to have confidence in him to send him out there and not be worried about him, you know, damaging it further. But I still feel like he's going to play. I mean, I'm going to need to hear Dan Quinn say, no, it's not happening, for me to fully pivot to Marcus Mariota. Now, speaking of Mariota, he was so good last year for Washington, and I don't think it gets talked about enough. Obviously, Jaden Daniels was the NFL Rookie of the Year, and obviously Jaden Daniels had this team moving down the field every single time he was a starting quarterback. But Marcus Mariota, in his three games that he played last year, had three wins. Three games he's in, three wins. That's confidence. I think the game that gives me the most confidence is that Carolina game. 18 of 23, an incredible 78% completion percentage, two touchdowns, no interceptions, only suffered one sack, had the explosive play on a 25-yard pass to McLaurin, was able to run 11 times for 34 yards, picking up first downs on third down with his leg. This is a guy that has played in the National Football League now for 8 years, right? If not more than that. He has had a ton of starts in his past and was good for the Raiders, was pretty good for the Atlanta Falcons. He had an opportunity to be a starting quarterback this offseason, chose to stay in Washington, and it seems like it's going to pay off as he will get his opportunity to lead this team, it feels like, on Sunday. I want Jaden to play. That's just the fan in me. I'm just so over watching mediocre quarterbacks over the last 30 years. Hopefully, if Mariota plays, he can give us more than average mediocre quarterback play. But I'm focusing in on the defensive side of the ball. I think this is a chance for the defense to once again make a statement like you did week one against the Giants. When the schedule came out, we said, look, the teams that won four or less games last year, you absolutely need to win those games and make a statement. And week one, as much as I was disappointed in the defense made a huge statement with the goal line stand and holding New York to 6 points. You know, 7 days later, New York goes and hangs 40 on the Dallas Cowboys. So that made our defense look good. But I need a statement defensive performance against the Vegas Raiders. It starts by stopping the run, by stopping Genty, by stopping Zamir White, by getting Geno Smith to throw the ball 35 times a game. And I think if you make Vegas one-dimensional, you should be able to force them into some third and long situations, and that's when you need your pass rush to get home. I have expected more from Von Miller, and maybe I'm alone in that. I know that when he was signed, everybody said, you know, don't expect an MVP Von Miller, don't expect 10-sack Von Miller, and I wasn't really expecting that, but I think I was expecting his name to be called 2 weeks into the season. And I don't think you can say that has happened yet. He is credited for one tackle and half a sack 2 games into the season here. I want more from Von Miller. I want it to start this Sunday against the Vegas Raiders, and he should get more of an opportunity with Dietrich Wise being out. Yes, they brought in Preston Smith, but I think it should maybe take him a few weeks to understand his role in the defense before maybe he gets some, you know, regular snaps for Washington. So I need Von Miller to be better. Bobby Wagner is the reason this team was so good last year in terms of his leadership and getting them to move on from tough defeats. So you need Bobby Wagner to play well. And then where's Frankie Luvu? I need a Frankie Luvu specialty here on Sunday. I want him flying around the field for Washington. He's my favorite player on the defense. He has been far from the best player on the defense just 2 weeks into the season. I mean, I expected him to lead this team in tackles this year. He's only got 9 2 weeks into the season. I don't know, maybe he's pressing too much, maybe he's trying too hard to make a play. It certainly felt like that in the Green Bay game. He got too aggressive. Kraft got behind him. He was his man on the play-action touchdown that Green Bay scored in the first half. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can chime in, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, AWADD, or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. It is a Football Thursday, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. We'll bring Nick Ashew on the show at 1:30. He's the host of Game Day Garage. I know he's going to have the Rooster, Chris Russell, over to his place for some Thursday night football tonight. We'll go around the NFL, and then we'll bring on Mark Schofield, our NFL insider, at 2:30. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most NFL talk in town. And week three of the 2025-2026 NFL season begins tonight with Thursday night football from Buffalo, New York. It is the Bills taking on the Miami Dolphins in AFC East showdown between the 2-0 Bills at home against the 0-2 Dolphins. Like I told you, one of my buddies is crazy enough to take the Dolphins on the money line at plus 600. I'm not going to, but I will say wacky things happen on Thursdays, and the Dolphins may be the most desperate team in the league to get a win. We have added Mike McDaniel to our weekly Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Coach's Hot Seat. Could he be the coach fired first this year? We found out last year at week five it was Robert Saleh out as head coach of the New York Jets. It's time to go around the National Football League with NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so I'm certainly worried about head coach Mike McDaniel keeping his job as the head man of the Miami Dolphins. We're going to do our week three worries right now with AWOD and Stubb. If you want to chime in, give us a player, team, or coach you're worried about heading into this weekend. It's 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. You should be worried about pretty much every 0-2 football team. Since 2002, if the NFL treats the seventh best team in each conference as a playoff qualifier, all right, before the NFL moved to the 14-team postseason format in 2020, you would say 13.3% of teams started 0-2 overcame their slow starts to make the postseason. That's basically 87% of the teams that are 0-2. Your season's already cooked. Since 1990, teams that begin with a 2-0 record, they make the playoffs 64.3% of the time. I mean, I like those odds. They're not 100%, but you have a damn good shot of making the playoffs with a 2-0 start. Through 2 weeks of the season, it's pretty obvious where you want to be. You want to be 2-0. 1-1 is fine, and it sets you up with a big opportunity to get back above 500, which is the place you always want to be in the National Football League. Your season's alive if you're above 500. Even if you're just 8-7, you have an opportunity to get in the postseason. But that dreaded 0-2 start, it seems like it's held back 85-86% of teams from making it to the playoffs. So here on a week three worries, we'll start with Geno Smith, who will play Sunday at Northwest Stadium against the Washington Commanders. He's leading the NFL with four interceptions through games, two games, Stubb. This is a guy that was handpicked by Pete Carroll to come with him from Seattle to Vegas and be part of this new franchise that he was leading.
And you literally have the GOAT sitting in a press box watching you every time.
Right.
That's
right.
That's not good.
No. I'm worried about Ben Johnson and his quarterback one, Caleb Williams, 2 weeks into the season. I mean, the talk was that he would fix him, right? That he was good enough. Like, he turned Jared Goff into a Pro Bowl quarterback and one of the better quarterbacks in the league with his offense, his timing, his rhythm, his schemes, his play calls. 2 weeks into the season, it does not seem like Caleb Williams is much improved. And I think that they've got a tough test against the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, because we've seen Dallas can score the football. And so 21, 24 points, it's just not going to be enough for Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. I'm worried about the Bears this weekend.
Yeah, me too. We expected a lot. That being said, I think the point, and we listened to the sports app, it is a new offense 2 weeks in. He's a sophomore quarterback. I'm willing to give it a little bit, but it's not looking good, especially in the clutch with Caleb.
Give us a player, team, or coach you're worried about ahead of this weekend, week three of the National Football League.
I mean, physically, I am still quite worried for Tua.
Yeah.
He's clearly regressed in a lot of ways, and physically, I mean, one more shot to the head, I don't know I just don't like watching him play because I'm genuinely worried. At this point, it's the same with Chris Olave.
I mean, look, the Tua thing is, it's an issue. It really is. I said last year he should have retired. It's going to lead to Mike McDaniel losing his job, which is just insane to think about, because a year and a half ago, we were talking about them scoring 70-plus points on the Dolphins and being one of the greatest offenses in the NFL. Like, they haven't been able to connect with Tyreek Hill at all. Devon A-Chain, whatever you want to call him, went from the NFL's like best running back on the rise to just a guy. So they just haven't gotten going. I'm certainly worried about them and Tua. That's a good call right there. I'm worried about what's going to happen with Joe Burrow and his career in Cincinnati. I mean, they cannot keep him healthy. They cannot keep him healthy. I told you I thought Zach Taylor should have been fired. I mean, good luck with Jake Browning. He wins the game after throwing three interceptions. How's that going to play out throughout the, you know, the rest of this regular season? I mean, if you're actually a Bengals fan holding out hope that they will make the playoffs and then Joe will return, I just think you're crazy for that. They do not have an easy schedule, and I just think the loss is so severe that it's going to ruin their season. They're at Minnesota this weekend, then at Denver, then it's Detroit, then it's Green Bay, then it's the Steelers. They might not win again until October 26th when they take on the Jets. It's just, and I mean, at that point, do you even want to bring Joe Burrow back if you go from a 2-0 football team to a 2-5 football team? I mean, I'm worried about the future of the Bengals, and like we've said, I do have their head coach, Zach Taylor, on the Hadid Mercer rug-cleaning hot seat.
The whole front office should be on the hot seat. Every coach, every single person that like makes roster decisions, you have to protect Joe Burrow.
Yeah, no.
This is unacceptable. If there's betting lines out on 2027 Comeback Player of the Year, I'd like to place them because it will be Joe Burrow again. I honestly want him out of Cincinnati. I want to see Joe Burrow play at his best, and they're just not handling him there.
What is the 0-2 team that you're most worried about? I'll give you my answer after you go. We've got the Chiefs, the Texans, the Saints, the Jets, Dolphins, Panthers, Bears, Browns, Titans, Giants.
I think Chiefs bounce back. I'm going to go with the Texans. I think this is really, like, CJ Stroud should be really good. D'Amico Ryan should be really good. There's a lot that should be really good, and they're 0-2. I have a lot of hope for this team, but I think if they really keep up doing bad, I'm just not feeling good about the future of a lot of those players.
My biggest worry for the 0-2 teams is the Carolina Panthers. Like, they were supposed to make a big leap forward this year. Having Bryce Young attempt 55 passes in a game is not the answer.
Yeah.
It's not the answer.
Especially when you have Chuba. Like, you have a pretty elite running back on your team.
Yeah. I mean, they're hosting the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. There's just no way I would pick Carolina to win that game after the way Atlanta's looked 2 weeks into the season. I haven't seen much from Tetra McMillan, who I really liked, that they drafted. It doesn't feel like their defense is that much improved. And, yeah, I mean, I do think their coach is going to be on the hot seat. And I think this is just year two for Dave Canales in charge of the Panthers. So of the 0-2 teams, I think Carolina is the team I'm most worried about. And then after that, it's probably Chicago. It's probably Chicago for me. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Of the 2-0 football teams, the Bills, Packers, and Eagles seem to be ahead of the rest, but the Chargers are another sneaky 2-0 team that has had a terrific start to the season.
Yeah, I'm getting excited for that team. I think they could really go out and win a playoff game this year.
If Herbert keeps playing like he has this season, absolutely. I mean, this was supposed to be his year, right? Because last year, all right, it's the first year with Harbaugh. You got into the postseason, but again, his postseason bugaboo came back. He just did not play well. This year, they needed to take a step forward as a team. This will be a good game Sunday at home against the Denver Broncos, a battle to take over for first place in the AFC West. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on down, grab a beer. We're live and local till 3 p.m. They're open early throughout the summer and true throughout the rest of September as well at 12 noon. Grab a beer and you can bowl and eat some pizza. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Just went to SI.com, and the headline is, Jaden Daniels is making Commanders football fun again and doing it his way, with a good article written by Connor Orr. We'll get into that a little bit later on the show today. Kind of funny, Jaden Daniels, headline of Sports Illustrated, in a day in which he does not practice, and it does kind of feel like it's trending more towards Marcus Mariota getting the start on Sunday. I'm holding out hope. Why? Because he has absolutely made Sundays fun again for me, and I'm just tired of watching mediocre quarterback play. I need Jaden to get the start. I'm hoping he's fully healthy. I'm going off the fact that, look, I watched that play over and over again. I'm hoping it was just a bruise to his knee, no structural damage, and he'll be good to go on Sunday. But either way, Mariota or Daniels, the defense needs to make a statement against the Vegas Raiders. Going out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now. Joining us, it is our buddy Nick Ashew. What's going on, Nick?
I am nervous about Jaden Daniels' knee, my friend. I am scarred. I am worried. And I hear you talking about it, and it feels like every year we've talked about this team for year after. I'm just kidding. I'm not panicking yet. It's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. That's what I'm telling myself, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, but you mentioned it. Every Commanders fan has PTSD. Redskins fan has PTSD because of RG3, because we saw his knee get snapped, because we saw the aftermath of how that ruined his NFL career. But I think we cannot be scared of injuries. And Jaden has done a really good job protecting himself. That was the one play where the offensive line got him in harm's way. He was looking back at Micah Parsons and was not able to protect himself.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Anthony Armstrong, former receiver, you know, back in the day for the Redskins, on our Commander Squad podcast that we do. Check that out on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you. Quick plug there. Here's where we stand with this team. The scars, the PTSD, however you want to describe it, absolutely right. We've been there. You've been there. I've been there. We both remember very much 2012. That was a long time ago, though, and the reason why I feel – you know, I want to push those feelings aside and think about this from, like, you know, an up above perspective. Let's look at it like this. This organization now has a blueprint for doing everything right. And that blueprint is do the opposite of what everything that was done during the Dan Snyder era, period. Just do the opposite of it. So looking at where it was with RG3 and the sprained knee years ago and coming back. And again, there's been a million injuries to NFL players that are similar since then. I know, and I heard you saying this before I came on here, that you would rather see Jaden Daniels out there. So would I. But I don't want Jaden Daniels out there if there's even a hint, even a tiny smidge of a chance that it could get worse, because it's one game against the Raiders team that we saw Geno Smith look horrendous again last week, okay? Now, that doesn't guarantee that they're going to look the same and he's going to throw three picks and all those things in this game, but I would rather this team think long-term than short-term. It was the short-sightedness that they had for so long that was what set this organization back, among other things, for years in the previous era. Now, as much as we'd love to see Jaden Daniels out there, we'd also love to see Jaden Daniels healthy in December. And part of that is making the tough choices and making the more cautious choices now when it comes to something like a sprained knee with a quarterback that needs his legs to really be able to run and use that as one of his weapons.
Nick Ashew with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. We need an adult in the room. I want Jaden Daniels. Everybody wants Jaden Daniels. We need an adult in the room to have a conversation with Jaden, with the training staff, and decide if he can further damage it by playing. The problem is there was not an adult in the room in the RG3 era. Well, it's hard for me to argue that there was an adult in the room last year when you found out after the season he played through a broken rib. Like, they probably should have held him out last year against the Bears.
Yeah, but think of what happened against the Bears, right? It's like it was the same pattern last year it was now, where it's like he sat out a couple of days of practice, didn't talk to the media on Wednesday his normal time, talked to the media on Friday, so we'll find out more tomorrow whether he's out there practicing or whether he talks. We didn't know till right before the game that Sunday against the Bears that he was going to play, and then we all know how that Bears game ended, so clearly the rib wasn't that bad. But yeah, like, listen, there is certainly a difference between a broken rib and a sprained knee, in the sense that, like, sprained knee can get worse, broken rib, if it's contained in the right way, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to sit and pretend that I know everything about broken ribs, but it's a pain tolerance thing, right? He obviously handled that pain, so there's a difference between playing through the pain and playing through something that's more than pain that could get worse. I think that's what we're talking about. What the difference here is, knee injuries can be a lot worse and they can progress and they can become something bigger than a sprained knee if you aggravate it, if you put too much on it, if you're not ready. So listen, it's very, very tough here, but the smart decision is, if there's even a chance that this could get worse, you just don't play him. Because remember, Marcus Mariota, the game-winning drive against the Cowboys, they won both the games that he played and was out there taking over for Jaden Daniels. So they've got a very capable backup in Marcus Mariota that works very well in this offense.
Yeah, I think my only problem with that, talking about what Marcus did last year, was, well, he won't have either of the two running backs that were aside him last year in Brian Robinson or Austin Eckler. He won't have Olamide Zaccheaus or De'Ami Brown. All right, maybe they weren't, you know, that big, but they played a role last season. Mm-hmm. And coming off what we saw against the Packers, it was a terrible defensive performance. You got much better defense, I think, last year when Marcus Mariota got the opportunity. So for Mariota, if it's him next to Bill, and it's him with Terry on one side and Debo on the other side, I'm looking at Cliff Kingsbury. He's got to have a great game plan that matches Marcus Mariota's biggest strengths.
It does, and they obviously have some film and what he looked like in that offense, like I said, last year. But you're right, and I think you lay out a good point, is that there are pieces missing from last year, which it's funny. In a lot of ways, we, coming into this year, felt like they wanted to address some needs that they had in the offseason, but this roster now feels way more depleted and less talented than what they had last year. Now, some of it obviously is the injuries that are involved there. And I think that's a really good point, is that Austin Eckler not being a part of this offense, is you're missing a major just guy that you can dump the ball off to if you need to, right? A guy that you can count on. I mean, certainly Jaden Daniels, one of his safety nets along with Zach Ertz, so you're taking that out. The run game in general, I don't know what that's going to look like. Like, great, it looked good against the Bengals in the preseason. That was fun, but that's not real life now. And we've seen that through the first 2 weeks. You had a big burst in week one from Bill, and then it kind of just dwindled off last week. I get it. They were playing from behind, so game plan is going to change. But, you know, you're really going to be likely putting, especially, you know, if they're up in this game against the Raiders, you can hopefully run the ball more and they can maintain some clock and take advantage of that. And maybe there's more Chris Rodriguez that's out there. But the reality is, this is a roster that's already a little bit depleted, and it is more pressure on somebody like Marcus Mariota. But again, the guy's a veteran. He's been in a lot of these situations. I get that he didn't pan out to be the franchise quarterback in Tennessee that people thought. But as somebody that stepped in with the Raiders in the past and with the Commanders, he's shown that he can do it in these small spot starts. So it's more about the experience from Marcus Mariota for me, and Cliff Kingsbury having worked with him and being creative enough to kind of tailor this offense in a way that's going to work best, especially with some of those names missing on offense.
Yeah, I will take a deep breath and relax when the team gets their first down. this team is so much better, as every team, it sounds obvious. But
God, that's a low standard for you.
I mean, but they get to their hurry-up offense after they get the first down, and that's when they really are clicking, right? That's when they use their tempo, their rhythm, to have an advantage on defenses, and it's at that point where it feels like Kliff has an upper hand, has a step on the defensive coordinator. But against the Packers, like, three and out, and everybody was calling for hurry up, and it's like, well, you can't hurry up if it's second and nine. You have to hurry up after that first down. Nick Ashew with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Tonight, you will have Game Day Garage, and people can absolutely check that out, featuring you and the Rooster, Chris Russell. How cool is that, man?
He is coming live on set. Game Day Garage streams on YouTube, streams on TikTok, streams on Instagram, and you know how this world is now, right? We don't just do stuff in the traditional sense of TV and radio. It's everywhere. It's on all these forms of media, and this is a project that I kind of started that's really started to grow and take off. And as somebody that doesn't like to drive many places, Chris Russell is driving out to come to my garage set and do the entire show with me. We are streaming live during Thursday Night Football, and it'll be entertaining because we'll be your second screen, and if this game becomes a blowout, which it looks like considering the Bills are heavy, heavy favorites in this game against Miami, there's plenty of entertainment that's going to go along with, well, a game that's probably not that good, because you know how Rooster and I are when we're together. We tend to just go after each other a lot, so it's probably going to go off the rails, and well, there's no FCC to worry about in that, so it could get off the rails quite a bit tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love if you have any anytime touchdown bets or anything on the bet slip that you'd like to give out. I will say, I do have a crazy friend in my fantasy league that I'm trying to get to call in because he told me he has placed a plus 600 money line on Miami.
Oh, God. God. Miami hasn't won there since 2016, and they've won one of their last 14 games against the Bills. So, yeah, he's probably right, and it's probably going to hit. I took a couple overs in rushing yards for James Cook. Actually, I did rushing and receiving yards for James Cook. One, because I think they're going to use him a lot early. He's gone over 100 all-purpose yards, or 100 yards from scrimmage, that is, through the first two games. I think they're going to pile it on early, Buffalo will, and then maybe see more Ray Davis. I went over on Ray Davis rushing yards, too. A lot of ground game, because once Buffalo takes the lead, I think they're going to want to kind of run this clock out. Short week, stay healthy. Also, the under. I bet the under every single week on Thursday Night Football. It's no different in a game where Miami is a complete disaster. Buffalo can go up 30-0 in this game, and the under will still hit. So we're in a really good spot there, no matter what Buffalo does offensively. So I think this game does get out of hand. Your friend is brave for taking that Miami money line, but listen, again, because everything is against Miami in this, every trend, every number, every part of history, you know how this goes. That's when the game doesn't make sense, especially on a short week.
Nick, once again, if my audience tunes in to Game Day Garage, what can we expect tonight?
You can expect live betting, you can expect a reaction to the actual game that's going on, and you can expect me and Chris Russell, the DC sports icon, probably finding other ways to make this very, very entertaining. There's no rules, there's nobody telling us what to do with this. This is my independent project that has really started to take off, thankfully. So it's going to be something that you'll see on Instagram. It'll be streaming live on Instagram, streaming live on TikTok, streaming live on YouTube. There's a new YouTube page for Game Day Garage. It's on all the social platforms, all of the things. In the new world we live in, we're doing things very, very differently. So expect a wild show tonight, to say the least.
Nick, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio. That was Nick Ashew, Mr. Hollywood, here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.